Good morning. I'm Eddie Amos.
And I'm Kim Blair, and this is Virginia Technology Today. Virginia Technology Today is a new feature on WFIR to inform the local community on what's happening in terms of technology in Southwest Virginia.
So, Kim, last week we had the opportunity to talk to John Phillips of the Roanoke Blacksburg Technology Group about economic development and what's going on with technology in the area. Very insightful about various things, events coming up, how the community get involved. This week, let's shift focus a little bit and talk about an area that most folks here in the region have heard about, but let's dive deep because we've got some new players. That's the Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine, and we're just delighted to have Dr. Lee Learman, who assumed the leadership position about 8 months ago, back in July, to be the new dean of the college. So, Dean, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Eddie, and thank you, Kim, for inviting me on. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's interesting. I was reading your profile back when you joined the school. Very impressive background, both your education and things you've done in the profession. Can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and the journey you've been on?
Well, it's a very interesting journey when you consider that I was born in Fredericksburg, Virginia. The family at that time lived in Philadelphia, but my father was stationed in Dahlgren doing some work with the military, and the closest hospital to have a baby was in Fredericksburg at Mary Washington Hospital. And here I am again in Virginia. So it's amazing how things like that happen. Grew up in Los Angeles from the age of five, went to UCLA, the local school there, living in LA.
Small campus.
Yes, nice campus where I met my sweetheart, and we've been married for close to 34 years at this point. So we met at UCLA when we were undergraduates there together. Then went to Boston for 8 years, where I got an MD degree as well as a PhD. We then returned to Los Angeles, where I did a residency in obstetrics and gynecology before going up to San Francisco. And that was the first academic position I had in academic medicine, was as an assistant, then associate, then full professor there over the 14 years, doing all the fun things that academic doctors get to do, like seeing patients, really complicated patients that are sent to us, doing research, teaching, and I enjoyed all of those things, eventually doing more in the teaching space in terms of leadership. Went from that position to Indiana University, where I was the chair of OBGYN for 7 years. Had a wonderful time helping the department there get to its next level, and then looked for next steps for me. And that took me to the startups that are called new medical schools. The new medical school I started with was in Florida, Florida Atlantic University, which is a year behind our VTC School of Medicine, but had similar opportunities and challenges around building something from scratch, all the excitement of a startup, putting together teams to grow programs. We established a whole bunch of residency training programs there, which was my main area of responsibility, and then saw that I was then ready to do something even more interesting and more compelling. And that's when I looked at the position here at VTC School of Medicine. And I'd realized that something special was going on here because I knew about Carilion and Virginia Tech for many years. I had heard from a friend, Patrice Weiss, a professional friend in OBGYN, about what was happening. She invited me to give grand rounds when she was the chair of the department. I could sense at that time that something really special is happening here. And just when I looked at the position and interviewed with the search committee and came on my visits, it just confirmed all of that excitement that this is a unique opportunity amongst all the medical schools. You know, at any given time, there are 10 to 20 deanships open around the country. There are about 150 medical schools, a bunch of them new, and there are a bunch of deanships because, you know, deans come and go to do specific work before they move on. This one's a special one, though. It really is unique, and I'm happy to tell you more about that.
So, Kim, it's interesting. Most of our listeners probably don't know this, but Dr. Sands, he's from California also. They went to rival colleges, one at Berkeley and one UCLA. So the California connection is strong
as far as Virginia Tech and
the West Coast.
Dean Learman, we're so delighted that you're joining us today. And I really believe, and Eddie, I've heard this from so many of the folks that I interact with in Roanoke and within our campus at Virginia Tech. We are so thrilled to have Dean Learman on board, and you can tell by his pedigree how special he is. And your leadership comes at a really pivotal and exciting point as we are beginning our next decade for the Virginia Tech Carilion Partnership and for the Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine. Maybe you can share, you've talked about your history and what brought you here, but what other distinguishing factors do you think that why you chose this deanship at this time here in Roanoke?
First, I just have to say that our founding dean, Cinda Johnson, and the team did a wonderful job getting through the major hurdles for a new medical school so that by the time I looked at the position, there was a lot going on that had already been established. And what excited me in particular was the mission of the medical school, which is to train future thought leaders. And the mission statement goes on beyond that, but the crux of it is that we want our graduates to go out there and to lead the future of of medicine. And that's a tall order. And that's why we invest so much in their curriculum, in the four domains that we teach. And what excited me about those when I looked at the position was not only the clinical science and the basic science, that's a pretty typical area of emphasis in medical schools, but the other two, where the medical school said, this isn't just an interest of ours, we're going to spend a quarter of our curricular time focused in on these, one being research and the other being interprofessional education. So that was new, that was different, and this was just not a small curricular thread, like a wisp that you have to look very hard to notice. This instead was a real curriculum in each of these areas. Our students, they produce as much research output in publications and presentations in their four-year curriculum as medical schools that have added a fifth year for research.
Wow.
Very impressive. And in interprofessional education, we become a national leader hosting international conferences in interprofessional education early on in the school's history. Very proud of that legacy. Those were things that attracted me. And the level of engagement with students, with a small class size and lots of faculty, it makes for a very different experience. In the same way that we might think about it for our children growing up, these are not children, but in some ways they're our academic children, and we care about them and want them to have the right environment. So we spend a lot of time with them as individual teachers and mentors. So all of that might have been enough to attract me, but what I've learned in my leadership journey is that even more important than those things is the alignment of mission and vision. And so when I saw how aligned Virginia Tech's land-grant mission of UDPROSEM, as well as Carilion Clinic's longstanding mission of improving health in the community, as well as Roanoke business community and government officials all really pulling in the same direction for the success of VTC School of Medicine, I said, this is really an unparalleled opportunity to have all of that alignment together. That to me means that for the long term, there's a commitment. This isn't just the whim of one person or another, bringing someone like me on board. This is here to stay.
We talk a lot about from trains to brains and draw the parallels between the Roanoke Valley and Pittsburgh, and we're hoping to repeat the same type of magic here. One of the things that I'm most amazed at, you talked about the community, and the community is so big in everything that we do here in the Roanoke Valley. And I was just recently at Carilion, had a procedure there, and ran into a couple of the VTC students in the elevator when they were discharging me. We had the greatest conversation, and the professionalism and the excitement for these kids were just amazing. I think one was from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and one was from New England, but they were really, really into it. And I know that we have, and part of the admission medical process here, have the multiple mini interviews that we do with the communities. Could you share a little bit about that process?
Well, sure. I'll tell you a little bit about how interviewing has happened over the years in medical schools. It used to be the getting to know you interview, in which you would sort of talk about the person's background. They'd say some things about themselves. You would try to form a connection with them, understand what they want to do in the future. It would be a very casual conversation and a useful one, but it didn't allow medical schools to really take a look at the alignments between the people coming in and what they were going to be doing in medical school. So the next phase of this was called behavioral interviewing, where you asked students to say, tell me about a time in your life when, and then you just complete the sentence. And you know, they tell you how they manage something in their life, and it helps you understand their leadership, their grit, their humanity, humanism, etc. The latest of these innovations is called the MMI, which is the multiple mini interview process. In the case of our program, we have our students going through 10 interview stations that last 7 minutes each, and then one traditional interview, the getting to know you type, which lasts about 16 minutes. And they don't need any prior knowledge. We're not going to quiz them or test them. They've already been through all their courses and tests to get into medical school or to look at medical school. But now it helps us to give them scenarios that we might encounter in real life and then ask them how they would manage those scenarios. Now, the secret sauce at VTC on this is that it's not just faculty who are doing these MMIs. It's members of our community. And this makes an enormous difference because it sends a very strong signal that when you come here to Roanoke, to the VTC School of Medicine, you are coming into our community, and our community is helping select you. We never say it that way, but that message is heard. So when the students choose to come here, they realize they're not only coming to a building with a medical school in it and a hospital down the street, they're actually coming to our community.
Isn't that great? I love that unique part of how we do our enrollment here at the medical school.